Here we are, Durward. We'll be listening to you and Gary tomorrow.
What are we going to do today, Bing?
Well, why don't we get some music rolling here, huh? Hey, buddy.
I see a new sun up in a new sky, and my whole horizon has reached a new high. Yesterday, my heart sang a blues song, but today, hear it hum a cheery new song. I dreamed a new dream, I saw a new face. I'm spreading sunshine all over the place. With a new point of view, here's what greets my eye. New love, new luck, new sun in the sky. Sunshine all over the place. With a new point of view, here's what greets my eye. New love, new luck, new sun in the sky.
You know, it's funny how expressions change, isn't it?
Yeah, but just how do you mean, Ken?
Well, for example, in the old days, if you said you had to pay the rent, it meant one thing.
It meant you had to pay the rent on your apartment or your house.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, that's no longer the case.
Oh, I should say it isn't. Nowadays, you can rent anything from mink coats to subway trains.
Hey, what's that? You can rent a subway train?
You can in New York.
Boy, that's exclusive, isn't it?
Very chic, I'd say.
Oh, probably very expensive, too.
Yeah, but think of riding to and from work in one's very own subway train. This is posh.
Yes, and avoid the crush of the crowds.
Don't get pushed around. You rent your own train.
I imagine that a rented subway train would be for a group or an excursion or something, wouldn't it?
Yes, of course. But if someone really wanted to flip and rent their own train, I suppose they'd rent them one.
Yeah, well, you can rent anything. Everything's possible these days, but what intrigues me the most is you can throw a whole complete party with everything rented. Don't have to worry about a thing. You just rent it.
Oh, you can even rent a bulldozer, you know.
Yeah, but a bulldozer, that would be just, you know, in an emergency only.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're throwing a party and folks simply refuse to leave, I suppose it'd be all right to scoop them up with a bulldozer. A rented one, of course.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to rent a bulldozer for use at a party, Bing.
I did.
A bulldozer? Yeah. What a way to break up a party. That's not a very gentle hint, but it certainly would be to the point, wouldn't
it? A lot of them freeloaders hang tough, honey. Of course, we mentioned before that you can order a complete cast of characters for your party.
Sure, just call up and rent a crowd.
Instant friends.
And if the party's big enough, instant frenzy.
Yes, indeed. That's what I said. It wouldn't hurt to have a bulldozer standing by, you see?
Oh, how simple life is, really, these days, isn't it?
Now, there's an optimistic statement if I've ever heard one. You mean it's simple to give a party?
Well, that's what I mean. You can rent silverware, dishes, glasses, cooking utensils, have your food and drinks catered.
Naturally.
And you can rent a crowd of stylish, interesting, intelligent people to supplement your own dull friends.
Then all you got to do after you've rented all this stuff is go out and rent some money to pay the tab.
Yeah,
you can get
that's it. After all the renting, when you got to settle up, you just rent some money.
That's the trouble with parties, isn't it?
That's the trouble with renting, Rosie. But now let's consult the rent-a-song rack. Shall we see what they got over there?
First daffodils and long excited cables and candlelight on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening, when the bell has sounded, the Île-de-France with all the gulls around it, the song that Crosby sings, These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. These foolish things remind me of you.
Message for you now, friends. Words and music calculated to give you pause for thought.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Well, Bing, how about you stepping up here and contributing to the entertainment?
Oh, I'm on again, huh?
You certainly are, pal.
Hey, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky, so blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me. Believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Just look at you. You know you're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you seem to make everything hazy.
cloud in the skies of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me? Believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you. Oh, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
You ever wonder, Rosie, how a square dance caller might do a commercial?
Well, that could be interesting, Bing.
It do laugh in your wardown shoes and get them repaired 2x2s.
Say, how's this one, Bing? Swing your partner in cat's paw soles. They wear far longer, resist holes.
Hold on. That's
Roy
okay
Rogers
for...
will hate you.
Yeah, you know it. Well, that's okay for soles, but what about cat's paw heels?
What about cat's paw heels?
Well, what rhymes with soft, resilient, or... microlite soles, lighter than leather, lighter than rubber.
Don't worry, Ken. We'll still need announcers. Oh,
you're darn tootin'. Nothing beats a straight pitch, like when I say, folks, go to the shoe repair displaying the famous cat's paw cat in the window. For over half a century, the sign of finest workmanship and materials. Look for cat's paw on new shoes, too.
I don't know, Ken. Is all that better than look for the sign of the cat's paw cat, have your shoes fixed where it's at?
Oh, where it's at.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, where
rhymes
it's
with
at
cat, doesn't it?
Bad grammar.
Beautiful.
It's awful. It's
beautiful.
Just...
iambic pentameter.
I don't go for it at all. No.
There are guys just right for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those guys don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do. Sizzling steaks, all ready for tasting. And there's motor cars all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. Life's a ball, if only you know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. There's such a lot of living to do. There's such a lot of living to do.
You know, regarding those parties we were talking about where everything is rented, including most of the guests, I've been thinking about it a little, and I have an idea.
Oh, you have a switch on the whole thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. What I mean is, you know, you can hire the crowd, the food, the room, the check room girl, the car parkers, and as we mentioned, get a big crowd. And then at the last moment, now get this, you call up and rent a host and hostess.
Oh,
huh?
Oh, I see what you mean. What a sneaky idea.
Well, hello, huh? Oh. With everything for rent now, if a man and woman don't want to go through the rigors and the trials and the tribulations that bother all that stuff of attending their own party, they can rent a couple to stand in for them.
Oh, I get it. You let a rented host and hostess do all the rough work. Let them handle things.
Why not? Sure. And the real host and hostess sneak out to a movie or something. Slip out to a little quiet spot and have a delightful dinner. No confusion, no yelling, hollering, pushing, people bending your ear?
Oh, Crosby, you're a sneaky one. Even an artful one, though, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I'd say he's a very practical one, too.
Sure. The rented host and hostess will save a lot of wear and tear on the body, boy.
Give a party by proxy, that's the idea.
That's what I mean. No handshaking, no backslapping, no settling arguments, getting bored, no hangover, no kissing hands, no yatta-ti, yatta, yatta-ti.
This is the only way. Let someone else call the bulldozer and break it up.
Of course, I might remind you of one thing. When you come home, you might find your house in a shambles, but nevertheless, you'll be all right. You won't be worn out, so what if the house gets beat up a little and the furniture and all the rest of the habiliments?
The what?
The stuff around
it. Oh, there's a solution to that. Rent some furniture for the occasion. Move your furniture out in the garage or somewhere and put it in storage for just for the party.
You got it.
Yeah.
Sure. Rent some furniture. Rent some rugs, too. Save a lot of cigarette burns in your own.
Well, if we're going to go this far, let's just rent a house for the party. Give it a new place entirely.
Why not? Sure. If you want to give a party, rent it right straight through. Go all the way, and believe me, you'll wind up ahead. Now let's proceed on to things musical, huh? That should be the right course now. Hat.
The way you sip your tea, the memory of all that.
No, no, they can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beamed.
Oh, it's really wonderful.
The way you sing off key.
For me? Not constantly, the way you haunt my dreams.
No, no, they can't take that away from me.
We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife.
The way we dance till three. The way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. We dance till three. The way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away.
Bye for now, folks.
Certainly hope you listen again, ladies and gentlemen. Adios.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.